On the last day of his life, Baxter left Pittsburgh before sunrise, headed for Scranton, a drive that would cover 300 miles in about 5 hours. According to the credit card trail, he stopped for gas at a Shell station near the intersection of I-79 and I-80, about 90 minutes north of Pittsburgh. He then headed due east on I-80 and traveled 2 hours until his journey came to an end. Near the small town of Snowshoe, he stopped at a rest area and went to the men's room. It was approximately 10:40 a.m. on a Friday in mid-November. Traffic was light, and there were only a few other vehicles at the rest area. Mr. Dwight Nowoski, a retiree from Dayton who was traveling to Vermont with his wife, who was already in the ladies' room, discovered Baxter not long after he had been shot. He was still alive, but dying quickly from a gunshot to the head. Mr. Nowoski found him on the floor by the urinals, his jeans unzipped, the floor covered with blood and urine. The young man was gasping and whimpering and thrashing about like a deer hit by a car. There was no one else in the men's room when Mr. Nowoski walked in and stumbled upon the horrible scene.